Bob Worth from Lake Benton, Minnesota, which is in Lincoln County in southwestern Minnesota. We farm corn and soybeans, and we have a lot of them left in the field.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about today, Bob, is where things are at with harvest, especially with snow that moved across southern Minnesota over the weekend, and how much you think that has delayed resuming harvest, or maybe you're able to get going again now. Where are things at?
Well, we're hoping today, maybe later on this afternoon, we'll be able to start cutting some more soybeans. We have not done any harvest since the snow. I know some people went to harvesting corn again. We did not. We harvested corn earlier, so what we did is we hauled our dry corn out of our bins, get them empty again. And so that's what we did during the spring and snow time. So we're hoping to start cutting beans today. Some people started last night, and they still are running anywhere from 14.5% to 17%. So we need to get them a little drier because they're not taking them.
How much snow did you get over the weekend?
About 3 inches. Plus, we had anywhere from 2.5 to 4 inches of rain 4 days before that. So, you know, it's extremely wet. People are having a lot of issues out in the field with being able to carry the combine, and everybody's loading trucks on the road, and it's making a real mess. But I hope people realize that we only have a short time to get a crop out. And sorry about putting mud on the road, but we have to do it.
As far as quality concerns, are you seeing pod shatter in soybeans? Are you seeing some stock quality integrity problems in corn?
Both. We are starting to see more shattering of the soybeans all the time. I'm surprised they are shattering because our beans were not really mature and dry before we got all this wet weather, but the pods are drying down so much, and the wind is just popping these pods open, and so we're having beans drop off. The corn is a big issue in our area also. The corn is, stock quality is just deteriorating very, very fast. As you drive by the cornfields, you'll just see, can't grow it anymore. It's just a big tangled mess, and I'm hearing issues of ear droppage off these stalks also. So there's going to be a pretty good loss on our, what they said was a really good crop, which now is going to get a lot smaller.
Looking at the forecast where I'm at in southeastern Minnesota, it looks to be dry and 60 degrees tomorrow. So certainly a more favorable outlook. And I'm assuming that the weather forecast where you're at over there in southwest Minnesota isn't that much different. So I'm sure you're chomping at the bit here and hoping that you can get as much done as possible. How many good days would it take you, Bob, to finish harvest, would you say?
You know, if we have 7 really good days, we could get done with beans, because we only had cut 160 acres of beans is all we had cut, and we had 130 acres of corn is all we had combined. So we have, 7 days of really good going and not too long a line in the elevators, which I know is going to be a big issue. And then we still have 2 weeks minimum of combining corn.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not just if field conditions are fit, but you got to make sure your dryer is keeping up. And if you're making deliveries to the elevator, how long are those lines? So there are other factors, too. It's not just, okay, the crops are dry enough and the soils are dry enough. There are other things to consider, huh?
Yes, cause especially when the time gets condensed to a short window to get this crop out, that's what really makes it difficult for the elevators to be able to handle this much grain. And then for us farmers, we don't have enough trucks to be able to have everything sitting in line at the local elevator. And I know we do not have storage for soybeans. We have storage for corn, but we just do not have storage, and we've always contracted our beans. So that's what we've done. And well, everybody's doing the same thing, I guess. So it's going to be a trying time. I just hope everybody stays cool and calm and collected, and nobody gets too excited and, you know, have an issue at the elevator, or farmers just get in too big a hurry and some accident happens. We don't want that either.
Last question for you. As far as your yield expectations for corn and soybeans compared to, say, what your expectations look like in August or September, and now with some of these quality problems that you're seeing out in the field, where are your yield expectations at today?
Well, they're lower, definitely lower. Corn especially, I was really surprised how bad the yields are in our lower good quality heavy ground. Just too much water all summer. But you really couldn't see them that well from the road, and a little bit of walking to do in the cornfields. We just never saw it. But now when you get the combines in there, it's really amazing. We got some fantastic corn on the hills, and the further you get down the bottoms, it's amazing. You go from 0 to 240 bushels an acre per round, and there's more zeros than there is 240. So, yeah, the corn is going to be poor. Soybeans, you know, I do not know how much we lost with, you know, the shattering. We won't know until we get in there. I'm thinking it's not going to be too big, but it's going to be a loss. I mean, we're going to go down. We're not going to gain yields. We're going to be going down. And for us, our quality is going to be okay because, you know, we're cold. We're up here in Minnesota where it stays cooler. So we did not have the mold issues, or we did not have the sprouting issues, which a lot of my soybean friends have had in, like, southern Iowa and Mississippi. That a lot of quality issues that are going to take a big hit on these yields.
Do you think even a day or two where we could get into the low 60s might change that, or have things been cold long enough that you're still not worried about, you know, mold and sprouting in soybeans?
No, I think when our beans start getting dry, when our beans start getting down to 14%, they will not sprout because the pods will be dry, so we're not going to have them sitting in moisture anymore. So that part's going to be good. Now, the corn, that's another issue that we didn't even talk about, is a lot of the corn is starting to mold in the ear, and that's due to the moisture sitting in the shucks for so long that the ear is actually starting to mold. So that's an issue that's going to be something we'll have to deal with when we get in the corn.
And give me an idea, Bob, of how you deal with that. Do you have to separate the corn that you see? There are some concerns there, and make sure, you know, the toxins. I mean, it probably depends on who you're delivering to and all that, but how do you handle it?
You really can't. I mean, there's no way you're going to be able to sort out the bad corn unless you got a field that's really bad. But most of the time, you just run it through the dryer, and a lot of times the mold is a kind of surface mold that's just sitting on top, and the dryers will actually rub it off. When you run through it, it'll kind of take this mold off. But if it's all the way in the kernel, then you got a quality issue. Then your test weight goes from good quality corn down to number three, number four corn, which it means your test weight's under 50 pounds. You just got all kinds of issues then.
We've covered a lot. Anything else related to harvest that you want to make sure we talk about today?
I just want to make sure everybody stays safe. I mean, we don't have time to go to a funeral. Just use common sense and, you know, work as hard as you can. And I want people to understand, too, that we don't want to be on these roads any longer than we have to. But when we got combines and grain carts and trucks and all this stuff, just everybody watch out for everybody during this time. It's a busy time, and now it's even busier when we got a shortened season.